Walang hamon na aatrasan. Walang problemang palalampasin. Magtanong, makinig, matuto. Itanong kay Engineer.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Nagbabalik po ang Itanong kay Engineer sa DZUP 1602. Ito na naman po ang ating radio school at kasama ko po ngayon. Nagkarating lang! Welcome to... ito po si Classmate Edge, kasama si Classmate Leia!
Yes, nakaabot ako!
Humihingal pa!
Ay, magandang hapon po sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Hinga muna, sige, hinga muna. Alright, so sa buong month of February po, no, ang ating po, mga kausap, ang ating po mga professors sa ating po mga klase dito sa engineering class niyo sa radyo ay mula po sa UP Department of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research. So last week, ang nakausap po natin ay pinag-usapan po natin kung ano po talaga yung industrial engineering. Tapos napag-usapan din natin kung ano yung mga subfields niya, kung ano yung mga larangan sa industrial engineering and operations research. Kung naalala ko, may apat tayong pinag-usapan. Di ba, Classmate Leia?
Yes, and yung pinag-usapan natin about IE from different perspectives, di ba? Meron tayong from faculty, from student, and alumni.
At nagaling na rin sa industry na nag-aaral din ngayon.
Yes, oo.
That's right. So, yan po ang ating mga kakausapin po sa buong month ng buong love month ng February. So, Classmate Leia, may plano ka na ba for February sa Wednesday?
May write shop kami buong araw.
So, trabaho.
Oo, kasi 'di ba in the process of curriculum revision yung mga engineering courses. So, may hinahabol kaming deadline kaya write shop daw kami buong araw from breakfast hanggang merienda.
Pero sa gabi, may plano ka na.
Yung pahinga na.
Okay, very good. Very good. At yan po, nagtatapos ang ating pong love life.
Ikaw naman, yun yung tatanong ko. Anong plano mo sa Feb 14?
Sa Feb 14 kasi, di ba, Ash Wednesday.
So, yan.
Yun lang yung alam ko.
Yun pa pala, isisingit ko. Kailan ako magsisimba?
Yun lang ang alam ko is kailangan nating pag Feb 14, alalahanin ng ating mga kasalanan at paano tayo mamamatay. Ang grim!
Okay. And then, inaisip ka na ba kung ano yung magiging parang, ano matawag nila doon? Penitensya? Or hanggang matapos ang Holy Week?
Yung aking Lenten sacrifice,
ayan,
yung aking Ifa fast, ay love. Oh!
Yun pala yun.
Hindi mo na ako makikipaglandian at haruta. Oy. baka may nakikinig ako sa Jati, hindi po totoo 'yon. So anyway po, so buong month, buong love month ng February, ang kausap po natin ay ang mga lovely professors ng UP Department of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research o ang UPDIEOR.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-mm. So ngayong hapon ay meron din tayong bagong panauhin. Feeling ko never pa natin siya nakakausap sa yung papawid, no?
Oh, pero I remember parang nakapunta na siya dito sa DZUP studio. Sinundo niya yung anak niya na naging guest natin.
Oo, na may utang pa sa akin na...
Ay, talaga?
May utang pa sa akin na chocolate chip cookie... chocolate chip dough. Ano yun ito? Cookie dough ice cream. No, wala naman siyang hawak sa anak niya. So, hindi ko na masingil. Pero anyway, nakatikim na ako ng cookie dough ice cream na masarap din. So, I'm over him. Biglang may hugot ulit. So, ang ating pong panauhin ngayong hapon ay si Professor... Do I say this name? Are you okay with this name?
Of course.
Okay, ma'am. Is it Adeline? Adeline?
It's Adeline.
Adeline. So we have Professor Adeline Pasilla, an assistant professor from the UP Department of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research. Right. So, magandang hapon, ma'am.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat.
Pero ma'am, do we call you Adeline on air?
Oh no, nobody knows my name is Adeline. Everyone calls me Mitchai.
Alright, so ma'am Mitchai, welcome to DZUP for your very first time on air.
Actually, this is my second time.
Second time na ba, ma'am?
Yes, I was interviewed before on Technopreneurship.
I see. But not on Itanong Ka Engineer. So here. not on our program.
Oh, here.
Here din, ma'am?
Yes.
Ako ba yun? Ikaw ba yun? Ma, hindi tayo yun.
Hindi kami yun.
2-3 years ago.
So, nag-isip
kami. Absent ako. Kung 2-3 years ago yun.
Sinong classmate yun?
Kung 2-3 years ago, tas absent ako.
Si Ronald.
Oh, I see. Si classmate Ronald ang nandito. Nandito pa siya noon. Nasa DZUP pa siya. Matagal na nga.
Matagal na.
Kasi 2018 na ngayon. No? 2015, he was already overseas taking his... graduate studies, further graduate studies. He started 2014. So, matagal-tagal na nga. More than 2 to
3. Baka 3 or 4 years ago.
Likely 4, ma'am. Kasi 2014 po nung umalis siya, di ba?
Yeah, maybe.
Alright. So, ang ating papag-uusapan ngayon ay intellectual property and technology transfer. So, kung kayo po ay interesado sa intellectual property and technology transfer, maaari po kayong magtanong ngayong hapon sa atin pong panauhin, no? Ang atin pong mga numbers ay 503-8288 at 0927-220-8332.
At kung, nasabi mo yung cellphone number, no? Kung active kayo sa social media, meron kayong mga Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook accounts, so just follow us sa Instagram and Twitter. Just use the handle at DZUP1602. And ilike nyo na rin ang aming Facebook page, DZUP1602, tsaka itanong kay engineer sa DZUP1602. So makikita nila doon yung mga post natin about our episodes. Pwede silang mag-comment doon and magtanong sa ating guest, sa ating engineer.
And while we're on that note, no, if you're online anyway, tell your friends to listen in. We can be heard globally through DZUP.org. So we are live streaming all across the internet and all across the world. And with the recent launch last year of SpaceX, we can actually be heard on Mars. Pero of course, syempre, kailangan magtagal ng signal natin mapunta doon.
I wonder gaano katagal, no?
Di ba yung ano, kasi naging topic natin nung January yung ano, yung space communications natin, di ba? Medyo instant yung ano eh, yung International Space Station.
Pag amateur radio.
Oo. So medyo instant 'yon. Pero kung malayo-layo na siguro baka magtagal yung signal natin.
Oo nga.
So ang ating pong topic ngayon, inuulit ko po, ay intellectual property at technology transfer. So ang ating pong kausap ngayon ay si Ma'am Michay, pero may dala siyang dalawang kasama. So ang ating pong mga panauhin pang kasama ni Ma'am Michay, Ma'am, kayo na lang po siguro magpakilala sa kanila.
Okay. Dahil po ako ay bago lang, no, dito sa aking posisyon sa Intellectual Property and Tech Transfer Office Unit under the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research and Development, I brought in with me yung medyo matagal na rin sila dito sa office. So let me introduce to you si Ms. Agnes Bantige and Mr. Paul Natividad. Okay, sila po ang ating mga technology managers.
Hello.
Hello po.
All right. So ma'am, before we get into what they actually do, no, what they do, ma'am, what do you do as
why am I here?
Yes, kasi gusto ko paliwanag, ma'am, what is intellectual property, and then let's break it that down later on yung technology transfer. So let's talk about the first part of this topic, no, intellectual property. What is intellectual? What is intellect? What is intellectual property po ba, ma'am?
Ano ba ang meaning talaga ng intellectual property, Ms. Agnes, if you may share?
Yes, actually, intellectual property is just like any other property. Pero intellectual property is creations of the mind. So, katulad din po ng real estate or ng kotse, ito po yung mga property na pwede nating i-own. Pero ito po yung mga gawa po ng isip natin.
Gawa ng isip. Anong mga parang examples po nun?
Katulad po ng mga invention or creative literary artistic works, yung mga drama, mga musicals, mga design rin po, kunyari, mga industrial design ng upuan, yun po yung mga example ng mga creations of the mind.
Creative literary work, you mentioned that, no? Mm-hmm. So, this includes hindi lang siya like inventions, it also involves like artistic work na that you create.
Yes.
Do we, kasi na, pag narinig yung intellectual property, it comes to mind is like inventions, patents. So, hindi lang patents yung, kasi pag ganyan, di ba, artwork, for example,
yes.
How do we catalog that na ito yung process niya? Kasi hindi naman siya ganun din, di ba? It's not the same.
Well, there are different kinds of intellectual property, and as was mentioned by Ms. Agnes, creations of the mind. So, ano ba yung mga possible creations that can be categorized as intellectual property? Maybe we can elaborate, Agnes?
Yes, actually, ang intellectual property rights po, makakategorize siya into two kinds of rights, yung copyrights and related rights, more for literary artistic works, and yung industrial property rights, which is yung for inventions, we have the patents or industrial designs. So yun po yung two major distinctions sa intellectual property. So hindi lang po talaga siya for inventions, meron din pong intellectual property for creative works.
I see. Actually, I'm quite, I don't know, interested in this right now, because just before coming over, I didn't know what the topic was this for this afternoon, but we were kind of having a discussion like this at our office. So maybe I can ask some, I don't know, maybe you can answer some legal questions. Can we maybe? During
the
our
best
second,
of our ability.
During our second segment, because I'm fighting really like alone in this battle in our workplace. But let's now move on to the second part of our topic, technology transfer. So we say intellectual property is your creations of the mind, whatever you were able to make up using your creativity, I guess, no? Kasi creation of the mind siya. So what about technology transfer? Ano yung second part ng ating topic?
Siguro we can ask Paul, our technology manager, to expound on that.
Okay, so yung technology transfer po, ito po yung process na kapag nagawa na po yung intellectual property na na-protect na siya, ito po yung itatransfer na natin siya into the society. So pwede po siyang commercial, pero pwede rin siyang for free. So ibibigay po natin sa government para mag-benefit po yung society as a whole.
Okay, so transfer towards society, yung typically technology transfer.
Yes po.
So it's more of like pakalat, more of like para siyang marketing in some,
utility.
In some way. Utility.
To be able to use the intellectual property.
I see. So even if it were like creations na like artwork, it's still technology transfer. Is that, does that count? Or
yes po.
Okay. So after the break, no, we'll actually further expound on what these different types of intellectual property are. So babalik po ang itanong kay engineer. Ang oras po ngayon ay 15 minuto matapos ang ika-apat ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, ang kapisanan mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Po Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Mag-aaral akong mabuti.
Pag ako naging doktor, manggagamot ako ng libre.
Hindi ako gagawa ng anumang labag sa batas at karapatang pantao.
Tutuparin ko ang tungkulin aking sinumpaan bilang pulis sa ngalan ng bayan.
Ikaw, anong gagawin mo? Hanggang isip at salita ka na lang ba? Kilos, Pilipinas. Oras na para sa pagbabago sa bayan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ayon sa Department of Environment and Natural Resources, nasa 80% ng polusyon sa hangin sa Metro Manila ay nagmumula sa mga sasakyan. Ang maruming hangin na nilalabas ng kotse mo ay siya ring hangin na bubuhay o kikitil sa'yo. Isulong natin ang paggamit ng mga alternatibong pamamaraan ng transportasyon tulad ng paglalakad at pagbibisikleta para sa kalikasan, para sa kalusugan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Itanong kay Engineer.
Nagbabalik po ang itanong kay Engineer sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602. Kasama niyo po si Classmate Edge, si Classmate Lea, at ang ating pong mga panauhin ngayon, ang ating pong punong guro. Kasi principal. Principal yung labas ng punong
para
guro.
Para classmate lang.
Ang ating pong punong guro ngayon ay si Ma'am Michay Pasiya, ang isang assistant professor sa UP Department of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research. Kasama po ang kanyang mga kasama sa IP Technology Transfer Unit ng Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research and Development, So si Paul at si Agnes, tama ba? Did I remember your names correctly?
Yes.
Yan kasi pag first week ng klase, di ba, yung mga names na may mix up mo pa. Mm-hmm. Tama yun, di ba, Marie?
H.
So, maling-maling classmate din yung, pati classmate nakakaliwan yung pangalan. Alright, so ang atin pong pinag-uusapan ngayon ay intellectual property and technology transfer. So, kung kayo po muli ay may mga tanong, maaari po kaming ma-abot gamit ang aping telephone numbers, 503-8288. 0927-220-8332 at ang Twitter at Instagram na at DZUP1602. So, nasagot na natin yung ano, no, yung as usual, we break down our topic title, intellectual property and technology transfer. We've said that intellectual property, creation of the mind, and technology transfer is for utility of society or of the public. Tama ba, ma'am? Tama po. Yes! Uno na ko.
Public and also for commercialization, which is also public use, but with some monetary benefit.
Ay, 1-2-5 lang pala. Kulang yung sagot ko. So, commercialization meaning you also find ways to make product viable for... do you have assistance for UP researchers in this case that you can actually make these things that they do commercially viable?
There are different aspects in evaluating, assessing the viability or feasibility of the technology, and we do get assistance from the OST, the different units of the OST. We could also possibly have partnership with the industry, so depending on the potential of the technology, there are early on, no, in the game, interested industry partners already.
Oh, you're saying industry partners, ma'am, but actually, let me just flip it a little bit. Can actually organizations get in touch with you? Because just a few months back, we had UP Space or with Kobe Lim. They have this space at the NCTS, di ba? NCTS siya, di ba, Leia? So they have a maker space there and they actually create stuff. Can you also extend that assistance to organizations in that sense, to students?
I'm not familiar with the NCTS, but I'm familiar with the one in the UP National Engineering Center. Uh-huh. Okay. That project is also under Dr. Louis Sison. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Louis Sison is currently the director of the Tech Transfer and Business Development Office, you know, for the whole UP system.
Wow, okay.
So we work with we are within the same group, no, but Dr. Sison manages it for the entire UP system while I will handle it for Diliman.
So hands on pa ba si Dr. Sison with Enterprise in
yes, he's still the project leader, project director.
Wow, okay. So what about yung mga ganyan po, for example, these are not UP faculty or UP employees, right? They're just basically startups that were incubated in, mm-hmm, within. So if a group of students wanted to like further their research project into something that is something that can be protected, what are the steps for them to say, ah, gusto kong ma-protect itong ginagawa kong ito?
So for example, may group na meron nga silang new product or new invention. Of course, first you need to know if it's pat. You need to know what is the appropriate type of intellectual property that you want to apply for the new product. So like I said before, merong copyrights and related rights. Sabi nga ni ma'am, for software, copyright siya. Pero for inventions, you have the patents and utility model. So that's the first step that you can do to pursue the protection for the product.
What about naman, ma'am, for example, as a teacher? Kasi this is actually a real concern for me right now. Before coming over here, I asked the head of our IP committee in our school at the Philippine Science High School. I will be sharing some things at a conference. Actually, I have 3 conferences lined up that I'll be speaking at. But point ko is that I am sharing my lesson plans for public use and I want it actually to be posted elsewhere. Para nga, masabi natin, may utility siya, magamit siya. Pero pag sinabi lang, this is an origin of mine, I can easily contest na, ay hindi, akin yan. I actually came up with that and it's printed, I posted it on this date. Is there a way for me to attribute that to myself in those cases? It's not actually a product, but it's sort of a service that I am providing. Is there a way of being able to protect that as well? I mean, kahit na wala siyang perang...
Sir, so bali po yung lesson plan, this is similar to the syllabus, tama mm-hmm. po ba?
Correct.
So yung syllabus po kasi, this is a form of intellectual property na tinatawag natin ay copyright.
Okay.
So ang copyright po, ito po, very unique siya na type of intellectual property na the moment na natapos mo siya, for example sa lesson plan niyo po, na natapos mo siya, na print out mo siya, nalagay mo siya sa PowerPoint, automatic may protection ka na.
So what, no filing of anything required for this one?
You can file po for more protection, for okay. stronger protection, pero it's not required. What you can do is, at the moment that you finish your lesson plan or your syllabus, lagay nyo na po ng copyright sign.
Okay.
Yung nakikita nyo po, for example, sa mga books, sa mga videos, copyright 2018, all rights reserved, tapos sir, yung name nyo po.
Okay, because one of the problems with academic knowledge, we're trying to share academic knowledge, but sometimes my paper will become available only behind a paywall. Di ba, ma'am? Do you have, well, first off, do you have any stand against that or for that? Because again, it's protection of the property, of the thing that I wrote, of the paper that painstakingly took me years of research. Is there a UP or a UP Diliman?
A policy?
Yeah.
Let's clarify first, no? So you said upon creation, actually you already have copyright. You just okay. need to put your stamp on it. And that's why if you see some of the PowerPoint slides or materials of professor, they write their name at the corner, no, of the slide to indicate that that is their work.
Okay.
Okay. So from there, it already establishes that there is ownership of that material. Okay. So you are already protected, and the protection of copyright, if I remember correctly, is 50 years?
Yes, ma'am. Right. Life of the author plus 50 years.
Life of the author. So pag namatay ako,
plus 50 more years.
Plus 50 more years. So
that it protects your, like for music or for artwork, it benefits your beneficiaries.
I see. Okay. Well, we've moved on to music. You said music or artwork. Medyo iffy topic. What about motion pictures? Because motion pictures are, you don't have just the one creator. It's a collaboration. Or even when we have production of music now, di ba? Maraming nakalagay na producers dyan. Would it account for all of the producers' lifetimes or yung kung sino yung huling mamamatay plus 50 more years? Is that how it goes?
Ang general rule po is the last surviving owner of the copyright. So, the last surviving producer.
Okay. So, the last surviving producer plus 50 yes. more years. Yes. Because, again, this is the battle that I'm losing now in talking to other people, is people just freely get media off the internet. People getting pictures, somebody else's assets, using it for something else. Something like picture mo sa... na post mo sa Facebook, for example, tapos kukunin ibang tao, tapos gamitin pang meme, for example lang, tapos sumikat yung meme, tapos hindi nag-attribute sa ibang tao, may habol ba tayo sa mga ganon? Or people downloading movies and publicly exhibiting it in, let's say, during registration para hindi ma-bore yung mga tao? May mga policies ba tayo within the university regarding those?
Within the university, I don't think there is currently a policy, but yun nga yung challenge ngayon sa copyright because of yung digitization. It's becoming more difficult dati kasi we have yung printed books lang.
That's
so ngayon,
right.
Everything is online. So that is the difficulty nowadays dahil dun sa, sa advancement din ng technology.
Copyright is really more challenging, and since we are in Itanong Mo, kay engineer, mm-hmm. we also want to discuss yung mga inventions with patent or with utility models that we can apply for, and this is normally the output of our engineers.
Yes.
Okay. So it I think with that in that area it is more clear, no, who owns the patent, who is the inventor, and what the protection is.
Okay, so actually was going to steer towards that during our third segment, but since you already mentioned it, ma'am. For example, ma'am, I had students, and then they were able to develop something, let's say, it's an algorithm, and then make accompanying software, siya, ma'am. So we were able to show this to exhibitions, and during one exhibition during a National Science and Technology Week, that looks nice. And then during a next contest, somebody had something similar to it. Tapos nanalo sila. It was an international contest, and they got to go to the finals overseas. May laban ba yung students ko in that case? In like, that should be our project, but we already showed it.
Yes, actually, kung ipapapatent nila, kung if it's within 1 year, di ba you mentioned it was exhibited.
Mm-hmm.
If within 1 year they're able to apply for a patent, they can pwede lang gamitin yung patent na yon to show na sila talaga yung nauna. Pero if naunang sa patenting kasi, we have concept of first to file. So okay, kung sino yung unang mag-file ng patent, he has the right to the invention.
Okay, because now I actually have students who are going to a conference as mm-hmm. well, and the conference is international. So I guess we can answer this after the break, no? But what are the steps for us to be able to get this protection? One, if we're doing it just locally, and then second is, what if we're going to an international contest? Will our protections apply even in the international arena? So yan po, isasagutin po ng atin po mga technology managers. Tama ba, ma'am, ang aking title?
Yes.
Ng ating mga technology managers, sa pagbabalik po ng itanong ko kay engineer, ang oras po ngayon ay 31 minuto bago mag-ikalima ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBP, ang kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa
Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Hatid ng UP Dance Sports Society ang Oblation Dance Sport na gaganapin sa February 24 sa Bahay ng Alumni. Magkakaroon ng leadership talk at dance congress sa umaga para sa mga baguhan o gusto ng bagong experience. At Latin at Standard Ballroom Competition mula hapon hanggang gabi. Sa iba pang detalye, maaaring bisitahin ang UP Dance Sport Facebook page o i-contact si Doreen Elivera sa numerong 0909-455-2204. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Dance Sport Society sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Isa lang akong janitor.
Tindera lang po ako sa palengke.
Isa lang po akong jeepney driver.
Ako po ay isa lamang kasambahay.
Ang marangal na trabaho ay hindi dapat minamaliit. Ipagmalaki ito.
Ako ay isang janitor.
Tindera ako sa palengke.
Isa akong jeepney driver.
Ako ay isang kasambahay.
Ikaw, pinagmamalaki mo ba ang trabaho mo? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Itanong kay engineer.
At nagbabalik po tayo sa itanong kay engineer. At ito po si classmate Edge.
Classmate Leia.
At kasama po natin si Ma'am Mitchay Pasilla ng UP Department of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research. Kasama po ang kanyang staff mula po sa IP Technology Transfer Unit ng Office of the Vice Chancellor Research Office of Vice Chancellor for Research and Development, or OVCRD. Nandito po si Paul tsaka si Agnes. So hi po ulit sa inyong lahat. Kung meron po kayong tanong tungkol sa intellectual property and technology transfer, open po ang ating mga linyang 503-8288 at 0927-220-8332. Bago po tayo nag-break, no, pinag-uusapan po natin kung ano po yung mga kailangan gawin ng ating mga mag-aaral o ng ating mga UP researchers, yung mga ating faculty, na kung sakaling may nagawa na sila, paano nila mapaprotektahan yung kanilang work locally, like na kapag meron silang inventions. For example, what steps to get the patent? So, pwede silang maprotektahan versus people copying the technology. Tapos, later on, let's talk about when we go out and show it to the world, how can we further protect it?
Mm-hmm. Siguro you can ask Paul to answer that.
Right.
Hello. So, yung, actually, depende po yung sagot. Depende kung sino pa yung may-ari ng invention or ng technology na nagawa. So, kung meron, kung ito po ay personal na na-invent, pwede pong pumunta yung mga students or yung faculty sa Intellectual Property Office of the Philippines para mag-inquire. Tapos mag-a-assist naman po sila. Pero pwede rin po sila pumunta sa office namin for a free consultation po. So, i-advise namin sila kung ano yung next steps. We'll i-assess po natin kung ano po ba yung mga best na protection na pwede ibigay sa technology po nila.
Okay. So, for example, let's give a concrete example so you can give us parang case study. para mabigyan tayo ng konting sagot ngayon. For example, I am a student. Nagbalaki na naginip. Or I have students, for example, that were able to come up with a novel software. Tapos yung novel niya na software does something very good for society. For example, it maps, although naisip ko mga ano, meron na eh, may mga examples na eh. Pero for example, it maps pedestrians in kasi we have ways, di ba? Pero wala tayong ways for pedestrian traffic. For example, nagdalakad ka sa Katipunan, hindi siya ganun kadaling lakaran. So, meron kang parang technology that says, dito yung magandang maglakad, dito magandang dumaan for pedestrians. Tapos, naipakita niya to somewhere. So like sa friend niya, "Oy, look at this." Tapos na share ng friend niya sa iba. Tapos ginaya din. So ano yung steps na kailangan niyang gawin para sa, nauna ko diyan, kung kikita ka diyan, dapat ako muna.
Bali sir, for software po kasi, ang protection po natin here sa Philippines is copyright.
Okay.
So ang pwede pong gawin ng student is una i-check niyo muna po kung may stake ba yung university. Usually nakikita po ito kapag kung merong funding siya na nakuha in developing the project. Kung wala po, that means kanya po yung technology.
Okay.
Kapag kanya po yung technology, pwede na po siya mag-file diretso sa Intellectual Property Office or sa National Library para may makakuha pa siya ng certificate of registration.
Okay. Kapag ano naman, kapag funded siya ng university, ano yung steps niya to go to your office?
Yes, sir. Kapag funded pa ng university, libre po yung assistance namin. So, tutulungin pa namin sila ano yung next steps. I-check pa kami na po yung mag-file ng copyright registration. Tapos, sagot na rin pa ng university yung mga fees.
Alright. So, ngayon, let's go to the larger perspective now. Okay, so, sinambit ni student ito sa isang conference. Tapos, na-accept sila. Tapos, nagpunta sila ng, let's give me an exotic location. Argentina. Tapos may nakakita doon from like even a more exotic location, let's say Mozambique. Tapos ginaya niya yung application. Tapos like in a larger sense, will our assistance from the Philippines be able to protect this student's work? Kasi gusto natin na siya yung makinabang doon sa gawa niya.
Sa intellectual property rights po, merong principle of territoriality. So, dahil ang intellectual property is largely a legal field, kung ano po yung laws dito sa bansa natin, dito lang natin siya pwede enforce. But thankfully for copyright po, meron ang international convention, the Berne Convention for Literary and Artistic Works, na kapag protected na siya by copyright here, protected na siya, parang enforceable na siya everywhere. To the Berne Convention
signatories.
Yes, signatory. So, kung copyrighted na siya dito, ikaw na yung author, ibig sabihin, protected ka dun sa lahat ng Berne signatories.
But it's different for patents.
For patents po, wala pang tinatawag na international patent. You have to apply in each state that you want to protect your invention for.
All right. So ano, nilook up ko naman bigla yung Berne Convention of yung signatories, no? Kasi I'm going to check na Mozambique. Kung nandun yung Argentina at saka Mozambique. Kasi baka nga wala naman sila sa ano, sa but they're there. Oh. Luckily for my hypothetical students that signatory si Mozambique at si Argentina. So at least for copyright, this is how we do it. Are there any motions right now for other intellectual properties like patents to be protected globally like this?
Sa patent, it's very difficult talaga. Pero there are pag patent kasi, if you file today in the Philippines, you have 1 year to file in all the different countries to consider your filing date in the Philippines as the filing date in all the countries.
All the countries.
Yes.
Yeah, so pag nag-file ka once, file everywhere
yes,
pa.
Yes. Kasi kapag ang patent is, inventions are patentable if they are novel. So kapag na-file na siya dito, hindi na siya novel sa ibang bansa. That's why they extended it under the what is called the Paris Convention. Then they further extended it into a Paris Cooperation Treaty na Patent Cooperation Treaty that extends the parang reservation period for the filing date into 32 months. Pero hindi kasi siya international patent in that sense.
Kasi sabi mo, all the countries na gusto mong applyan. So, iniisip ko, paano yung fees nito? Mahal ba mag-apply ng patent?
Kasi aside from the filing fees, you have to pay lawyers in each country. Kasi may mga parang
you can not do it on your own.
Registered patent agents.
Ay, pupunta tayo sa bawat.
Pero yung, you mentioned during the break, yung copyright, medyo mura lang siya. Tama ba?
Yes, yes.
Pag dito sa Philippines.
Parang certification, Paul, you were saying very cheap yung certification.
Yes, sir.
Alright, so yung patent, will it also cost a lot of money for even for the Philippines yun? Lang? Mm-hmm.
For the government fees, nasa 3,000 siguro yung cheapest, not considering pa yung you have to pay a patent agent kasi yung patent, it has to be skillfully written para ma-cover yung invention na kine-claim mo. So, you have to pay a patent attorney to write the claims of the invention.
So, hourly fees na kagad si patent attorney, no? Kasi babasahin pa lang niya yung proposal mo, may charge na siya.
Yan, na-try kong magbasa ng mga patented, mga ano, nalolost ako. Kasi talagang lahat ng parts yata, i-mention, pati-pati process, kung paano magpo-flow yung tubig, mga ganun.
Actually, may question din ako dito because there are companies overseas who are very notorious for parang patent squatting na hindi pa nila na-develop. Tapos, magde-describe sila ng vague system. And then, suddenly, pag may nakagawa, nope, we've written that before.
Yes.
Like, are there people that are scrupulous in the country that are actually also doing that?
Well, none that I know of. Pero kasi yun, it's a strategy talaga that patent attorneys advise na to write the patent claims as broad as possible. Then, ipoprosecute pa kasi yung patent The patent office will look at it and say, hindi pwede to, palitan mo yan. Then you narrow it down. Kasi hindi siya yung, pag sinabit mo siya sa IPOFIL, i-approve nila yun. There will be revisions to the patent document.
So more hourly fees for attorney. Yes. yun nga kasi that happens a lot in software. So pero wala tayong patent protection ng software sa Philippines. Kasi yun nga yung nangyayari sa designs ng software na just using rounded corners. Is company A is already filing a suit for company B na you can't use icons with rounded corners because we described that already in our system. So parang sobrang vague talaga, sobrang broad niya, that you are suddenly restricted into what you can do. Now company B is paying a lot of money just to retain their look and feel, their interface to company A, which is like parang absurd. So this is now an issue like overseas, and it's not yet an issue. But if somebody does that, is it technically allowed for us to be able to do that? Kasi mag-start na ako with my lawyers. May lawyers ako.
To write the claims as broad as possible?
Yes.
Yes, actually allowed siya. It all depends on the patent examiner who will be looking at your patent claims. Kung if he will allow that.
Na hindi pa siya, hindi pa siya nagagawa. It's just the description
but,
of it.
But yun nga, your patent will be stronger if your invention has more data, if you've done more research and have more data on your invention.
Okay.
Actually, if you're interested, Miss Agnes is teaching an elective course in the Industrial Engineering Department on IP. Is so it we do have ma'am? Yes, we do have students already enrolled in her class, and it's a fresh offering. We started it this year.
Nice. I'm guessing that it will continue on with the new curriculum that are being set.
Hopefully. Well, it's an elective, no? So it's not part of the required course, but it would be advisable for students, particularly industrial engineering students, to take this elective. Because IEs can also be technology managers. They're very good candidates to be technology managers.
Actually, we were talking about like the qualities of an industrial engineering last week, you know, with our batch of guests then. Tapos what I noticed was that they were saying that they were always talking to people. Like even like the technical stuff, they would have to say that kailangan nila mag-bridge ng this person from this division, this person from this division. So I was seeing that one of the skills of an industrial engineer is empathy, if that's right, of being able to relate to and being able to improve the experience of people. So as coming in as technology managers, ano yung skill na kailangan nila to become technology managers if you're an industrial engineering student? Is there any particular skill set?
Well, as in any manager, because you have to break that apart, no? The engineering component, mm-hmm. and the management component. In the engineering component, our advantage is that we're able to see the different fields of engineering, that being part of our curriculum. So we have an appreciation of the technical aspect, but we also have the management component in that sense, that we are able now to put together, integrate these different concepts and assess how it can be used, no? How it can be implemented in the different fields or in different industries for that matter.
Ma'am, how about for, we'll leave you with a hanging question. What if you're not from the College of Engineering or from the Department of Industrial Engineering Operations Research? How do you get this word out to all our other colleges for fine arts, for music, for Cal, that there in fact exists this office and they can in fact get to, hey, file something and then they get assistance if they were funded by the university? Sasagutin po yan ang ating mga panauhin sa pagbabalik po ng Itanong kay Engineer. Ang oras po ngayon ay 15 minutes bago mag-ikalima ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, ang kapisanan ng mga broadcasters ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ipinagdiriwang ng UP Journalism Club ang kanilang anibersaryo mula February 18 hanggang February 23 sa Kolehiyo ng Pangmadlang Komunikasyon, UP Diliman. Bitbit ang temang himagsikan, ang kanilang pagdiriwang ay may layuning hikayatin ng publiko na sumali sa laban para sa mediang malaya at mapagpalaya. Sa iba pang detalye, pumunta lamang sa facebook.com/UP Journalism Club. 63 years of exercising critical thought and action. Hatid sa inyo ng UP Journalism Club sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang dami na naman natin mga exams sa graduate.
Turingan kang ama! Wala ka naman!
Anak na
makakumulit
sa'yo!
O anak! Break time!
Wala ka naman makasali sa'yo!
Araw-araw, 5 kabataang Pinoy ang nagpapakamatay dahil sa depresyon. Hindi ito ang solusyon. Huwag mabini sa katahimikan. Tumawag sa 804-4673.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Itanong kay Engineer.
Ito na po ang huling yugto ng itanong kay Engineer at ang ating pong pinag-usapan, intellectual property and technology transfer, kasama po ang ating mga panauhin mula sa IP or Intellectual Property and Technology Transfer Unit ng OVCRD o Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research and Development. Yes.
And ang current head is from the Department of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research, si Ma'am Michay Pasha.
All right. So, before the break though, we were talking about what about the other colleges? You're not from engineering, you're not from the College of Science, so you're not as inventive or you're not doing like scientific research, scientific development. How do you get to let them know that our office exists and we can still help you?
If I may answer that, there are the colleges actually do know of our existence. Not all colleges though are active, actively pursuing this, because it can be a long process, and some of the students, they already graduate, so they don't really pursue it anymore. But we are encouraging it, and what we are going to do is really do a roadshow so that there is an increased awareness of what we can do for the invention. So because it's creation of the mind, we want to be able to, being the premier state university, we want to make sure that whatever our output is something that can bring benefit to society, monetary or otherwise. So we will be doing this roadshow to inform all the colleges. There are colleges that are more productive or more prolific than others. So we will just maybe put more effort or emphasis into those colleges so that we will be able to protect their inventions early.
Ma'am, you said monetary or otherwise. So naka-fixed na ako sa inyo. Pero babaling ako kay Paul. Monetary or otherwise, sa technology transfer manager natin. So paano ngayon yung monetary? Because how do you earn from like an invention like continually? Like, nagawa mo na siya, hindi naman ikaw yung magagawa niyan. Like, lahat ng units niyan, di ba? Hindi naman ikaw magproproduce niyan, for example, for an invention. So, how do you earn from this?
Sir, ang pinakamadaling way is to find a partner. To find a partner na who can do the monetary, yung pag-convert into a monetary benefit for you. Usually, this can be in the form of a licensing partnership. Mm-hmm. So, for example po, may na-invent tayo, for example, na bagong medicine, or for example, may na-invent na bagong kanta, we find a partner na makakagamit talaga. For example, sa kanta po, we find maybe a music station or a music organization. Or sa bagong medicine, we find a pharmaceutical company. So sila po kasi yung nasa best position na alam nila yung industry, alam nila how to really move it forward po. Eh, tayo po kasi sa university, ang strength po talaga natin is on research.
Yes, academic knowledge, no? And development of this knowledge. So, apart from like moving forward with a roadshow, parang ang lalayo na roadshow. parang ang laki masyado ng UP. We have a roadshow. Parang
malaki naman ng UP, di ba? We're bigger than the Vatican.
We're bigger than the Vatican, and we have to cross Commonwealth Avenue.
Yes.
We have to cross Commonwealth Avenue and sometimes cross Katipunan to get to town center na ngayon. Pero UP property pa rin siya, correct? So, apart from the roadshow, is there any other steps that we can take? Is there any other social media presence? Because we know that that is our, or any other numbers that we can get in touch with for our students who want to like run to OVCRD but nahihiya na magpunta sa inyo ng like face front. Like, we have this, tapos nahihiya na may model siya, naka-popsicle sticks pa. How do we get in touch with you?
So if you have any inquiries, you can call us at 981-8763, or if you're from UP, you can call us at local 8763, or you can also visit us sa office namin, sa Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research and Development, sa CP Garcia lang,
natatawid
sa Free Folks Building. Yes.
Tatawid din ng kalye, yes, to OVCRD. So, thank you very much for that. But do you have any other final words or any other acknowledgements before we close off our program? Any other people to thank?
Before I say my thanks, I would just like to reintroduce, if the people are not yet familiar with the unit, that we would really like, for the coming years, that we would really like to pursue this intellectual property and tech transfer mandate of the university, because there are a lot of research, a lot of output, no, from our students, our faculty, and our staff. And being the premier university, the output should be of benefit to not just for commercialization, but also for public good. And we are here to help, no, our faculty, students, and staff to get that protection, and also to move it towards tech transfer, technology transfer, so that we all benefit from it. It's not just the inventors, but also the university.
Actually, ma'am, just before we end, then, before you give your acknowledgements, bakit clear lang din, ma'am, kasi yung misconception ng like students seeing that technology transfer form, that they're saying that their technology will be transferred from their property to the university's property. Is that accurate?
There is a joint ownership depending on the research, the funding that was used to develop the research. There are a lot of other aspects, but since they're students and they did it as part of the output, no, of their as a curriculum requirement, then there is definitely a certain ownership, no, from with the university. It's a shared ownership, but only for a particular period. So there is after that 1 year, period, then it already goes back to the inventor.
Yeah, kasi yun, ma'am, yung palaging misconception na ayokong bitawan to because ako naghirap dito, ginawa ko siya using my time. So it's not really it's actually just even benefits them, no, because it actually is helpful that you are partnering with the school. Is that accurate, Agnes?
Yes. And as inventors, you will never lose your moral right. So you will always be named as the inventor. It's not transferable. The UP can share in the ownership, but UP cannot be the inventor because the inventors are the people behind the invention.
So thank you for clearing that up. I almost forgot to ask that. I meant to ask that yung start pa, but na carry na ng ating discussion. So just for my students, hindi sila nawawalan ng rights, yes, doon sa ginawa nila.
Yes.
All right, so ma'am, any acknowledgements?
Yeah, so we would like to thank, no, of course, DZUP for giving us this opportunity to get out the information to the public, to our students, our faculty, and our staff, that we are here and we are here to help. No, we are not here to
steal
the invention or the creative work of the people, but really to help them move it forward, because not all the researchers and the faculty have that mindset on how to move this towards tech transfer. And if it's a very good invention, then might as well share it, no, for public good or maybe for financial gain.
All right, well, on behalf of DZUP, welcome. Classmate Lea?
Yes, and maraming salamat kay Ma'am Michay and then kay Sir Paul and kay Ma'am Agnes para sa pag-guest dito and pagbibigay linaw tukol dito sa intellectual property and technology transfer. So, next week, para sa mga tagapakinig natin, syempre ang guest natin ay mula pa rin sa Department of Industrial Engineering and Operations Research. So abangan nila yan kasi maganda rin yung topic natin next
Actually,
week.
Actually, inabangan ko kasi nung sinabi mo sa akin last week yung lineup natin, like sobrang impressed ako.
Yeah.
Na-excite ako sa month of February at hindi dahil sa Valentine's. Yeah,
dahil dito sa mga topics natin ngayon.
Yes, and sampu po ng lahat po ng kasamahan po namin dito sa Itanong kay Engineers, classmate Lea at ating pong onboard staff. Ito po si Classmate Edge. Nagpapaalam na po at mula po sa Agham at Engineeria, dadako na po tayo sa Kolehiyo ng Arte at Literatura. Susunod na po, mag-aalas 5 na, magkakalampagan na!
Para sa mga praktikal na solusyon sa bawat pagkakataon, muling tumutok sa Tanong kay Engineer tuwing Lunes, alas 4 ng hapon, tit sa inyo ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!